Our next guest is President of the Australian Hypnotherapist Association, Danielle Aitken. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. So, firstly, does hypnosis work on everyone? I tried it once, and the person who did it wasn't able to hypnotise me, but that's the only time I've tried it. Do you have to be... Yeah. Are some people more susceptible to it than others?
Hypnosis in and of itself is a natural state, so anyone can be hypnotised, but it really does depend on whether or not you are allowing yourself to be hypnotised. So your mindset plays a very big part in that. But if you are wanting to be hypnotised, anyone can be. There are different levels of hypnotisability. Some people are far more susceptible to suggestion, but everybody basically can be hypnotised.
And how do you actually do it? I mean, in movies, you know, it's like a ticking fob watch, you know, swaying in front of your face. Is that something you actually do?
No, definitely not. And in fact, we certainly want to disassociate ourselves from what is portrayed often in movies, because it's often quite inaccurate. We actually don't have control over anybody. It is a voluntary state, and that's why I said anyone can be hypnotised, but we can't hypnotise people who choose not to be, people who want to hold on to control, for example.
But physically, how do you do it? Like, what is the thing that you do that causes the hypnosis?
Well, what we do is we enable the person to generally in therapy facilitate it through a deep state of relaxation. And what we do is when we get people into, it's kind of like a dreamlike state. When they enter that state, there are actually specific changes that happen in the brain that we are now able to see on fMRI scans. So generally the process would be someone would enter the room, there is a discussion, so we need to educate the person about what's going to happen, and we allow them to voluntarily go into a state of guided relaxation, a little bit like a meditation, for example, similar kind of state.
Well, and we've had a number of calls, say, of people who successfully gave up smoking. In fact, one chap a few minutes ago said he used to smoke 140 cigarettes a day. It was extraordinary. Mm. And yeah. He had one session of hypnotherapy and bang, he was cured. So, I mean, can you cure gambling addictions, smoking addictions, junk food addictions via this process?
Yeah, we don't use the word cure. As I said, we can't facilitate a cure. We can help people access their own resources and certainly give them, remind them in this state of trance. What happens is the conscious mind, which is our judgmental kind of mind, turns down a lot. And the subconscious mind, which holds all our resources and our memories, we have access to that. So they're able to connect to their resources and the hard things they've done in the past and remember their strengths. And we can connect them to that and future pace them almost in a way that we can get them to think about their desired state.
Because the thing about giving up smoking, and look, I used to smoke, but I was never a heavy smoker. And when I gave up, I just did it, and it wasn't that difficult. But I was not a heavy smoker. But yeah. I mean, people like my father used to be a very heavy smoker. You know, they have physical withdrawal symptoms. You know, they're getting a massive dose of nicotine. You know, every time they smoke, to suddenly go from go to woe. I mean, I don't. How does hypnotherapy deal with the very physical aspects of addiction?
It does depend. I have had myself people smoking enormous amounts and stop, and the same with drinking. And my background is more in mainstream medicine, so I know that there are withdrawal symptoms. However, when we've learnt more about the brain in the last 25 years than we've learnt in the preceding 200 years, and we know this science is compelling, and it tells us about the physical and chemical changes that occur in this trance-like state. So, you know, things like neuroplasticity, neurogenesis, epigenetics, these are newer sciences that we're learning about now, and bioplasticity, which means that our thoughts create change in our body. So when we can step people into their desired state, their body doesn't know at that moment that it isn't real, that it's not happening. That's the thing about the subconscious mind. It can't tell the difference between what we're imagining to be true and what is actually true. Mm. So for that moment, they are a non-smoker.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, I said the chap who rang us before, 28 years has been a non-smoker, from 140 cigarettes a day down to zero. Thank you for your time. Danielle Aitken there, President of the Australian Hypnotherapist Association.